Big shout out to Herd At Media.
They are our podcast team. They're our podcast partner. They're our podcast parents. They're the ones who brought the Hollywood Raw and brought it to the next level. They're absolutely awesome.
I can't tell you how much like Adam and I struggled for literally like years. We struggled to make a single freaking dime on this podcast. And finally, we got connected with Herd At Media and it changed the game. We are now finally making money. And we know there's a lot of other people out there that want to get into the podcast game. They don't know how. Herd At.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Herd At.
Thanks to Herd At Media. They are our new podcast partner. They've been great. And if you need podcasting, website, social media, or video, holler at them at Herd At and go to herdat.com. That's H-U-R-R-D-A-T.com. Go like them on Facebook, Instagram, at Herd At, H-U-R-R-D-A-T.com.
And we got a couple of our friends joining. They've joined the network. They love it. There's been zero complaints on our end, so check them out. What up, buddy?
Yo, what's
How
up?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited. I showered for this podcast.
No, even you though did not. You I don't did. Shower.
Even though
That's
this is over crap. StreamYard, over a Zoom, I've showered for this podcast because we have Audrina coming on. Audrina, who, if you watch The Hills, she's a legend on there. She's a legend on MTV reality shows. And I'm very curious.
I mean, she's the fact that she's been like famous since like we were in high school, dude.
Yeah.
Like that show was so massive. I remember like Ryan Seacrest bumping like an interview with Britney Spears to talk to Kristen Cavallari. Like that's how big The Hills was back in the day.
Yeah. This
and that's been resurrected because so many people love the show.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to talk to Audrina because I'm a fan of the show. So it's cool to talk to some a show that you're a fan of and someone who I actually feel like I kind of grew up with. Before we get to her, Dex, I saw on your Instagram you were at a concert recently. Tell me about this concert.
I was. I got a ticket to the Global Citizen Vax Live concert. I don't know if you have seen anything
I've
or heard
seen
anything.
All the celebrities posting about it. But yep. First off, how did you get the ticket?
So I actually got the ticket through someone I know because of Trophy Smack, my company.
Okay.
And so it wasn't even in the like entertainment world, dude. The suite I got was so sick. It was like center. This beautiful, and keep in mind, it's at SoFi Stadium, which is the like the most expensive stadium in the world that's ever been like created. And it's amazing. It's beautiful. This is the first big like event that they've had inside the stadium. So like when I'm sitting down in the chair, it's like the first person to sit their ass in the suite chair. It was really cool. But no, the stadium is out of control, except I couldn't take any photos.
Because you can't take any photos?
Well, because the taping hadn't been aired yet, and you know it just aired the other day, but they hadn't aired it, so your phones had to go into these like pouches that were sealed closed.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you'd go to designated area where they'd open it up and you could use your phone, but you couldn't use it the whole time. You couldn't take photos, couldn't take videos, like nothing. So I'm in this amazing stadium and all this stuff is happening. J-Lo's performing, J Balvin's performing, Prince Harry was there, like
wow.
Just like right there. And I can't document any of it. And you knowing me, yeah. I love the social media thing. So it was just like killing me inside.
So who was the best performer?
I mean, J-Lo was awesome, but the Foo Fighters knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
So J-Lo puts on
Foo Fighters, that's sick.
Dude. And what they didn't air was the Foo Fighters did like a full concert afterwards. So, you know, they did their taping for the show. And then because they were the last people on stage, they just went. They went for like an hour after the Sick. Concert thing was done. And they just kept going, this is a rock show now. And I think that Dave Grohl was just so excited to be back on stage after like a year of not being able to perform in front of people, that him being in a stadium and like 30 or 40,000 people, however many were in there, it was just going nuts. And I think he was like getting fueled up by all that energy and he just wanted to keep going and going and going. So that I think was like the coolest part about it.
That's so cool.
And seeing Prince Harry, I mean, it's kind of cool. Not someone you see every day, you know what I'm saying?
Was there any other celebrities in the suite scenario? Did you see any other people there?
I heard Will Smith and Jada were there. I didn't like see any other celebs. I mean, Selena Gomez hosted it. Olivia Munn was there. Chrissy Teigen was there. There were some funny moments where like Selena would mess up like what she was saying, and they'd have to re-record, and she kept getting kind of embarrassed. She'd be like, ah, fuck, I got to do this again. Like, I'm embarrassing myself. Like, J-Lo, yeah. if you saw it the other day, she, in one of her performances, she like had her hands up in the air like this. She held that position for like 10 minutes. And it was because Selena Gomez was messing up her lines. And then Chrissy Teigen messed up her lines. And so she was just like holding this like starting position to start the show that she, it was funny because Selena was like, God, this is so embarrassing. I keep messing up in front of J-Lo. It was cool to see the behind the scenes stuff that was happening. Cool.
Before we get to Audrina, we like to leave a review. We like to read a review on this podcast. That's the best thing to do to support this podcast. If you leave a review, we'll read it live on air. And with the algorithm podcast, it really helps us out. Just leave us 5 stars, say a few kind words, and we'll say your name or
not kind words, but 5 stars we're down with.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You can put me in the blood code for Mortal Kombat. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Just give us 5 stars. Dax, do you got a review today?
Yeah, and I actually said that because the review today says, so at 20 minutes in, Dale, as in Dale Moss, I'm really not going to speak about that or speak for Claire. Laugh out loud with 38 minutes left. So what else is it going to talk about? But make your money, guys. Yes, we made some money, guys. Yeah. No, honestly, that was the best interview. I loved it. He was so honest. Everyone talked about it. So if you're going to hate on the podcast, you can't do it on one of our most successful interviews. I mean, that one was by far one of our most successful
ones. Listen, we had hundreds, thousands of press articles from that. So that was actually good. But you know what? Listen, we did our due diligence of asking the questions, and he answered them in his way. And listen, we broke a lot of news.
We got a lot out.
And he was great.
Say what you want. He said he had his way of answering the questions that was perfect. And yes, people responded very well to them. All right, let's move on past that. Feel free to keep submitting questions or reviews. We love them. We love reading them. Whether or not they're critical or not, we appreciate them.
Yes, Dax, tell us about our guest today.
Our guest today is an actress, a reality star who always keeps it interesting on MTV's The Hills. Please welcome Audrina Patridge.
So, Audrina, thank you for coming on the podcast. You are in LA, correct? Is everyone moving out? You're going to stay there, or what's your deal?
I mean, I'm in Orange County, so it's like 40 minutes to an hour from LA. I'm staying here in the OC. I feel like Orange County is its own little bubble of its own.
That's right, it is. Hell yeah. Go Orange County.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah, I'm in Orange County. I'm Anaheim Hills area, so I love it.
I'm like 10 to 15 minutes from you.
Oh, yeah? Are you? Yep. I guess I'll ask you later, but that's
yeah,
really
ask
cool.
You later.
How do you like OC? Like, what brought you to the Orange County?
I mean, I was raised here, so my whole family lives down here between here and LA. I moved to LA a whole 40 minutes away when I was 18, and then I moved back down here when I got pregnant, just to be closer to my family. So I just commute when I have to for filming.
That's awesome. Have you been to Disneyland yet, by the way?
No, not yet.
Oh,
well, since it's reopened.
I'm just taking every opportunity to brag because I know how much Adam loves Disney World and Disneyland. So I keep rubbing it in that I got to be one of the first people back in the park have absolutely no lines. And it was amazing.
So do you just get tested before and show your negative results?
No,
or how does
No, because Disneyland's all outside. So they're not asking for test results or anything like that. They just, all the lines are now outside of the rides and they kind of wind through the park in different areas. But it was like going to Disneyland. There was, you just walk on every ride. It was the greatest thing. 25% capacity was.
Oh my gosh. But you have to make reservations. I'm sure there's a long list.
Audrina, I'm pretty sure you could get in.
Okay. See, I just think of myself as a normal person. Like, I don't,
You can pull some strings, I am sure.
Yeah, I'll make a few phone calls, see what I can do.
Sorry, Adam, you can get back to the question. No, I just wanted to rub it in.
Dax is so excited about Disneyland. So how does the OC compare to LA? Like, do you think you'll stay in the OC forever? Do you think you'll eventually go back to LA, or what are your
thoughts? I feel like LA right now, not a good place. I feel like, I mean, I was just up there. I was driving to the Roosevelt past like where Ledoux used to be, where we used to go in the old hills. And it's just, it's so sad, all the homeless you see there and crime and like everything, is a different world up there now. And I just feel like, for me personally, Orange County and growing up here with my daughter, it's a cleaner, better, like more family oriented place. And it's more laid back and more beach vibe. Like, I don't have to plan when I'm going to the grocery store. When I lived in LA, I lived up in the, and I have to plan the time because all the traffic just to go to Gelson's. But here I could do like 10 errands in a day and I'm good.
See, Adam, it's the best down here, dude. I'm telling you. And you know what? I like, my wife can go out for a run and I don't have to worry about her while she's gone. It's it, everything is safe. It's wonderful down here. So yeah. All you LA people, stay in LA. Do you run
actually,
into anyone?
A lot of people are coming down here from LA.
Shh, don't say that, Audrina.
I know.
Now, do you run into any celebs? Because people always ask me, they just assume, hey, you're in California, you run into celebs. Do you ever run into anyone in Orange County?
In Orange County, I run into a lot of the like OC housewives in Newport and like Laguna. And then like people from the show, like my show, we all hang out, right? Run into them. But like, I don't know anyone outside. I mean, where I live, I guess Chuck Norris has a house up here in Tiffany. And there's a lot of producers that live Tiffany from the 80s.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it is like this area. It's like a little, you know, and a lot of producers live down here. There's one down the street from Capitol Records, from Extra. So it's like everyone just sucks it up and makes the drive to LA. But I haven't really ran into any like big celebs. Just like,
have you seen Chuck Norris?
No, but now I'm my eye. I'm on the lookout.
Yeah, right.
House. Like, he's around here somewhere.
You know what that reminds me of? Because we're talking houses. You famously got hit up by the Bling Ring, right? I mean, that was an LA thing. That was a huge story back in the day. You know, what did they end up taking, and how did you know that it was them? I mean, that they were the big ring at the time, but how'd you know?
So my cameras were the ones that caught them. And I knew because I had just gotten back from, I co-hosted a music award show in Australia for MTV there. And I just got back, and I remember it was around one of the award shows in January, and I hadn't even unpacked yet. I left everything on the floor. I went out, I posted where I was at, and that's how they knew I wasn't home. Cause on Twitter, then it's like, that's how they found out like who was home and where they were at. So they knew I wasn't there. When I got home, I went to wash my face and my suitcase was open and I couldn't find my makeup bag. And I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like, if I go in my closet and my jewelry's gone, someone's been in my house. And that's how it started. And then my laptop was gone, my passport. You know, they literally went shopping through my closet. They took bags and loads of like products and like everything. Like, it was crazy. So then I looked on my cameras, and that's when I saw the two kids at my door. And then you see them walking in and out carrying trash bags and suitcases of stuff.
That was such a wild time. Just like everyone getting hit up, like celeb after celeb. It was really crazy.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah, I never got anything back.
You never got anything back?
Nothing.
What do they do in that situation? Like, you know, like they found the people. Then do they ask them, hey, where is the stuff that you stole?
I guess it was in Vegas in a storage, but then they were selling it. So I don't know what they did with it. But I know they went to jail and did.
Was there anything in there that was like something you were like, damn, the one thing I wanted back out of everything they stole was what?
You know, I think for me, it was a couple of rings my mom gave me that she had when she was in her, like, beautiful rose gold and, like, really cool just rings. And they took those rings. And they also took a vintage Chanel watch my Aunt Connie gave me. So, those things, like, from my family, they're passed down. Like, that's what sucks. But anything else, the clothes, the products, like, that's whatever.
So let's start from the beginning. Before The Hills, what were you doing? You're like, how did you get on the show? What were you trying to get into? What was your goal? Where were you in life?
So I was 18. I was going to night school in Orange County at OCC. And I kind of had to make a decision. Am I going to move to LA and just pursue acting? And I was doing modeling. So I was driving there in the day going to night school. So I had to make a decision, moved up there, was laying out at the pool. And that's when Adam DeVello discovered me because he was looking for an apartment for Lauren and Heidi and LA friends for them to have. So that's kind of how it started. I went and met with them, got on camera, and we filmed 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Walk us through this like casting process. So he sees you at the pool and then it's like, hey, do you think you could be friends with Lauren? Do you think you could be friends?
Well, like, he just how does liked that happen? That I was a receptionist at Quixote Studios. I already had my nights out. I had my established LA group of friends and models and actors and promoters and like where I go on Thursday nights and Monday nights. So they liked that. And the fact I worked at a photo studio with celebrities and models. So that's kind of how it started. And then I didn't know Lauren at all. She just said there was these two girls moving to LA from FITM, and it was a spinoff from Laguna Beach. And they, you know, they'd love to have me come in and talk with them on camera. And I just went in there and answered all their questions. And me and Whitney were casted as their first two LA friends.
Now, did you watch Laguna Beach? Like, were you a fan of that show? No, not at all. So I had no idea
what I was getting myself into.
So you didn't even like, hey, I'm going to go watch it and try to catch up before I start filming with these girls. It was just
I just knew it was a reality show. And I said, this will be a good experience for me to get comfortable in front of the cameras and direction. And, you know, it'll help with my acting. So that's kind of what I thought going into it.
So the job you had at the studio, that was a real job.
That was a real job.
See, that's the thing I struggled with as a viewer. It's like I didn't know what was real and what wasn't. Like when Heidi worked at for the PR company, Bolt House, I was like, is that a real job? And I think when you read the reports now, it wasn't a real job. That part was kind of put in there. So
I think in the very beginning, it was real because I had to make a decision because my boss was like, Adrena, we get you're doing the show, but we need a receptionist. So you're going to have to pick and choose. So then Adam DeVello got me. I loved music and I was going to shows every night. And I used to work at a music place here in Orange County when I was 17. So I had music background. So then he got me a job in A&R helping at Epic Records. So that was, I made the transition because then the show had more leverage of when I could film and when I didn't have to film. They were kind of in charge of that.
Mm, that's really interesting. Yeah, I think what Adam said, like, hits it on the point. It's like, we didn't really know what was real and what wasn't. I mean, I think MTV did such a good job of like commingling them, but like were fights, were hookups, that stuff was real, right?
I mean, sometimes I even catch myself and I'm like, wait, is this fake or real? Like, are you really mad at me or is this for the scene? Like, you know, I don't even think we know what's fake and real sometimes. But we like to be on the same page. But yeah, it's a little tricky at times. There was a fight Kristen and I got into over Justin. That was not real. So there are situations where it's TV, it's entertainment. There's definitely real moments and real emotions, but you do step it up at times when you need to.
So did you actually live with Lauren Conrad?
I did.
Yeah, where does your guys' relationship stand now? Do you guys talk or no?
You know, after the finale, no one's really talked to her at all. I ran into her at Disney on Ice 2 Decembers ago, and she was with her son and I was with my daughter, and we just caught up for a minute and like introduced each other to our kids and like asked how we were doing, and that was it. I feel like Lauren's just in a totally different place now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no even conversation of maybe her kind of coming back to the show, or she's just past that. She's on a
I think chapter. Lauren's so past that. Like I see how busy she is with all of her, you know, all of her all of her clothing lines and at Kohl's and all of that. But never say never. I don't know. Maybe. I know she has 2 kids now. Yeah. You know, she's happily married, and it just really depends. Like jumping back into it does kind of bring a lot of stress into your life that you don't normally have because there's a lot of drama and confrontation and opinions, and like people are talking about you behind your back and you find out, and it's stuff that I don't normally deal with outside of the show, but when I'm on the show, it's like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so that's a great question. So why did you decide to sign back up to do this? If it does have that stress that comes along with it, I mean, I guess there's also a lot of perks that come along with it, but why did you say, yes, let's do it again?
There's a lot of perks. You know, it's kind of, I've done it since I was 18. It's kind of all I know. It's like muscle memory. We jump back in and it just like, you just start doing it. You get right into it. But it's also just being around like Brody, Heidi, Spencer, Justin, like our whole group. We've all been through so much together on the show and just with the world of judging and like whatever, you know, that nobody else will ever understand but us. So we have that with each other. And also it's like, it's a job, you know, it's, I mean, I was on First Look on NBC, but this, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's stressful at times, but we're all in this together. Usually it's a few months of filming, but lately it's, you know, with COVID, it was drawn out over a year. But you just deal with it and you know, it's a TV show and not to take things personal. And it's just a lifestyle that is all I know.
So, you know, you brushed on it earlier in regards to, hey, do I make acting a full-time career? What do I do? Where everyone's kind of confused. Is it real? Is it fake? So clearly the acting is good. All right. So the acting passed. Do you ever want to try to do something else in acting, or no one's going to take you to that level because you've been on MTV, this reality type show?
See, that's where it's like a fine line, because I've done a few things in different movies, Scary Movie 5 and like Into the Blue 2, Sorority Row, and I loved it. It's a whole different world. And I would do more of it. It's just, it's so hard to explain what this show is, because there is a lot of realness to it, but it's also very guided and manipulated at times. But you just put your, it's like improv acting basically at times, but you're also expressing how you truly feel, and you're being put in real situations where they're just like, boom, okay, get the cameras up, see what happens.
So do you feel though that like directors may not look at that as necessarily like the acting for like an Academy Award winning movie or something? Because again, I go back to, it was good acting because we all got sucked into it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We don't know the difference. We're like, is that real? Is it what's going on? So I think you're a good actress, you know, but again,
oh, thank you. I mean, there's definitely, you amp it up at times when you need to, but I mean, you know, it's real and fake. You kind of watch it and you'll see the emotions or in the eyes or like, I don't know. Then again, maybe I'm watching it from a different perspective.
I'm literally just asking, because we talk to a lot of actors or reality stars that are like, we get pigeonholed. Like we do one show that does really well, and it's like, people can't get that out of their heads when they go to cast for something else. And they're like, it's really frustrating. I want to try something else. I want to get into comedy. I want to get into this. And they're like, it's so fucking frustrating being in this industry.
Yeah. I feel like this, I'll always be Audrina from the Hills kind of thing. Even when I did First Look at NBC, actually people started knowing me and recognizing me as the First Look host. Mm-hmm.
Good show, by the way. I know I saw Bananas the other day. That's a great show. What a fun, that's like the best gig too. Like a small crew. Yeah. You just do fun, cool stuff. I mean, it's, in my opinion, it's not too much stress because you're just doing cool stuff every day.
Oh my, it was the best. I did it for what, 2 years? It was the best 2 years of my life. It was so much fun.
You just travel and do cool shit. It's they're like the new Wild On host sort of thing, you know?
I know. And it's a small crew, and it's just, you're meeting all these people and learning all these new things. And it's, I loved it. I don't think I could do it again because of the travel. I would never be home, but yeah. I'm definitely glad I experienced that.
Can I tell you a funny run-in that I have, a memory that I have of you?
Sure.
Oh, this is great.
I told Adam this the other day because it was so funny. It popped into my mind. So I was at Weenie Roast a couple years ago, and you were also there down in like Irvine at the amphitheater before they got rid of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were both backstage, and I remember there was like a row of like 20 porta potties. Do you remember?
Yes.
And I remember I had a couple beers, and I look over and you needed to go to the bathroom. And I remember you opening up one of the porta potties and you literally screamed and slammed the door. And then you went to the next porta potty. You opened that. You're like, no! left floor, and you went through like five or six porta potties, and I was dying laughing. I was like, this is the greatest moment, and like, I'm the only one like thinking this is hilarious because I don't know if anyone like noticed what was happening. But like that moment stuck in my brain because it was so freaking funny. Oh, and God. It was just like exactly what I think would happen. Like grossed out, nasty porta potty. Not a chance. I'm not going in.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think I eventually went in one.
Oh, yeah. You went in one and then I was over. Yeah. But it was really funny just watching you like slam and scream at every single porta potty.
I know. I miss those days of going to shows and especially Beanie Roast. And that amphitheater was amazing. It sucks that it's gone now.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Justin Bobby? Like, how did he get on the show?
So I met him when I was the receptionist at Coyote Studios. And he was there. He did hair. He was assisting on a Steven Meisel shoot for Madonna. And he kept walking in front of my desk back and forth and kept asking for magazines, for this, for that. And then he eventually, before he left, gave me his number, wrote it on a piece of paper and said he would love to do my hair. And I was like, okay, I need my hair done. So I called him and he did my hair. And then we started hanging out and it just became something more. He actually filmed with me on first season for one scene, and he felt so awkward that he's like, I can't do this. This is not for me. And then we were still hanging out, cut to third season, and he's like, okay, now I see how you're going. Like, I think I can do it now. So then he came on third season.
That's so cool. It's cool just to be able to like get your friends onto something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's really cool. Did they have flexibility with that? Like if you're like, oh, I met this really cool person. I think they're awesome. I think they'd be a good addition to bring on. Like,
yeah, they used to have way more flexibility. They still do a little bit, but just because of COVID and everything, there's more restrictions. Like this whole second season has really just been the group of us together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to each other's backyards and houses and like renting out hotels and rooftops where it's just the cast because of all the restrictions. So it's not like we can go out and meet new people or like what we used to do or go to restaurants. And it kind of forced us to confront each other on a lot of things from the past.
So Misha Barton, she wasn't hanging out with you guys before. Is she on the new season of New Beginnings?
No, she was just on the first one.
So the first season, was she kind of just the producers like, hey, listen, Misha would be really cool. Let's kind of bring her into the mix and you guys start hanging out with her.
I don't really know how that happened. I think because she was on The OC and it was that whole generation when The Hills was on and The OC. So they thought having her come on would be a good idea, but it was kind of like shell shock. You know, she never watched the show. She didn't know the history. She didn't know the dynamic of our friendships or who's with who and who doesn't get along. And she comes from movies. So she was kind of like, this is so different. Like, I don't even know, like, why are you fighting over this? Or, you know, it's kind of like, what? It was so opposite from what she was used to.
So do you guys talk to her at all anymore? Or was it like, she's gone, done?
I haven't talked to her recently. Every now and then we'll be in touch on Instagram, but that's about it.
And how is your relationship with the cast as a whole? Do you guys hang out even when cameras are off, or like you save that for work hours?
No, usually when we're done filming, we'll all hang out after and just vent to each other, talk to each other, have fun with no cameras, which is nice, but we're all kind of spread out. So it's harder, especially, you know, a lot of us have kids and all the DJ gigs are starting to pick up again. So I know Brody's going to Mexico. Caroline's been going and traveling places too. So whenever we are together, we like to actually embrace it and like hang out.
So we got Spencer, we called him the other day in the middle of a podcast and he was feeding his hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy hummingbirds. What did you think back in the day when Heidi and Spencer were like utilizing the media to their advantage? I mean, Adam and I loved every second of it, but what did you guys think of all of that? You know, doing these setup photo shoots and being over the top. What was your opinion?
to each his own. I feel like good for them. Like they are fearless and they don't care what people think and they embrace it. And sometimes they'll cheese it up. And it's so Heidi and Spencer, you know, that's their personality and they just go all out and they're just so funny about it. They don't care. They're just like, yeah, we did. We love to be famous. You know, they own it. So it's really, it's cool that I admire that they're like that. I could never do that because it's not in my nature, but like seeing them, it's really like they're brave.
We thought Spencer, like we just thought was really intelligent when it came to his moves with that because they were very thought out.
Well, they were ahead of their time. That's what we said.
Yeah, ahead of their time because we see what the stars are doing now. I'm like, dude, Spencer was the one who was doing that way before everyone else. And he was very intelligent when it came to that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the over the top cheesiness. Like, I feel like that's what everyone does on social media these days to get people to talk about him. And he was literally doing that ages ago.
Yeah, I know. And they're still so good at social media. And Heidi's so good at TikTok and just getting people out of their comfort zone. And like, you know, they're always filming and like, they're just so good at it. I suck at it.
Yeah. So I watched the trailer for the new season. You kiss Brody Jenner. Was it a full kiss? Was it a makeout kiss like with tongue or was it just for TV? Like were
see,
you guys-
this is what we talked about on the show. I can't give it up because everyone will have to watch and see. It was a kiss, but there are different kinds of kisses. And that was my point. Everyone tried to make it out to be, well, I can't really say, but gotcha. That's definitely talked about on the show.
Okay, well, is Brody Jenner a good kisser?
He's a good kisser, yes.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, why not?
But when a kiss comes out like that, you know, is that like, for the producers, is that for you guys put on a TV show or are you guys sort of like
that wasn't on TV. Our kiss was off TV.
Gotcha. It,
there is no cameras. But there are certain scenarios where there, you know, was a kiss with someone else that was for TV kind of thing. Which those are the moments. There's going to be some awkward moments to watch because they didn't feel natural. It was kind of unnatural and felt awkward even doing it. So now I can only imagine what it's going to look like on TV. So I'm not watching it.
Is there a moment that you think back in your Hills history that you were like, you remember the scene and it was just like, you just cringe. Like, and you people have like talked about it for years or anything. Just you're like, oh God.
Yeah, a lot of it was like the me and Justin thing, how I kept going back to him. But towards the end of that, I had a boyfriend off camera, but then on camera, I was filming like we were still like battling. So that was really hard to swallow because at the time I couldn't say the truth or what the scenario was. So that's made it hard.
That's actually super interesting. How did your boyfriend at the time, how did he process that? Because to the world, you're dating someone else, but like you guys go out to dinner and now it's like,
yeah.
It's going to start rumors that you're cheating, like the whole thing.
Well, no, this was towards the very end with Kristen. So it wasn't like we were together, Justin and I. But my boyfriend at the time, he was in the industry. He understood it. He got it. And like, I would literally go do the scene and leave. So it was, there was like nothing really there to worry about.
Mm. I just meant the public perception of it where the world thinks you're with someone else, but you actually
he just didn't care. We never looked into the press or read the blogs or the magazines. It's like we just kind of stayed away from all of that.
So fascinating.
When you guys came back and the Hills kind of came back last season, not this new season, or even maybe the new season, did you guys say and kind of group up together and say, we all want to be compensated equal, or did it have to, was it like a group package or is everyone kind of different?
I honestly don't know. All of us either have agents or managers, and based on our contracts of the past and things that we've done, I think there's a lot of layers that go into it. I don't know what everyone gets paid or if we all get paid the same or what, but you know.
Do you get health insurance? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It's definitely not what it used to be.
Sean Stort's on the new season. How, and I saw a little clip, like you're talking to Sean Stort. How does Sean Stort end up on the show?
So Heidi and Spencer set me up on a blind date with him. And they had known him for a long time. And Heidi, you know, this will be on the show. So they set me up on a blind date with him. And at first I wasn't really sure, but Heidi's my friend that pushes me out of my comfort zone. She's like, it's time to date. Come on, it's time. You can't just be alone forever. Just at least go on a date with him. So I was like, okay, I'll go. And he was really funny. He has the best personality. And, you know, it was, I hadn't laughed that much in so long. And then we all went on a double date together. So he's on the show for a little bit, and he definitely brings life and laughter.
So what's Audrina's current relationship status?
Currently, I am single.
Okay.
And
how does Audrina date? Is this like a hard... Adam and I love these questions because being famous and dating, I gotta imagine, adds a whole nother layer of complexity. So how do you date?
To be honest, I haven't dated at all until we started filming. And thankfully, like, filming and the producers and my friends on the show really were like, come on, it's time. But other than that, especially during COVID the last year, I'm not on dating shows. I'm not going out, or dating sites, and I'm not going out to meet anyone. So it'll literally just be through mutual friends, or that's it, which I have not been on a date. I went on the date with Sean, but since that date, nothing.
Who's the biggest celebrity you went on a date with that never ended up in the media that we weren't, like, people didn't know about?
Chris Pine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Knew about. Yeah, they said a part or a partridge in a pine tree. That was the tag.
When was that?
Oh, this was like, this is whenever his movie just came out, and I had just finished Sorority Row, so we were all in Vegas for an award show, and I was with Rumor Willis and the whole cast, and he came up to me and introduced himself to me and gave me his number, and all the girls are kicking me under the table like, oh my God, you don't know who that is? And I'm like, no. They're like, that's Chris Pine. I was like, well, he's hot.
That's so funny. So you guys... How long did you go out for?
Yeah, so we hung out a few times. We went on a date. Actually, we hung out more than a few times. I was filming The Hills all the time, and his career was taking off, and he didn't like the whole paparazzi side of it. And that was my life, was going out, and I was followed by paparazzi. So being on The Hills, our lives were completely opposite and just so different with my lifestyle of filming, and what he was more, you know, a real actor and like theater actor, and loved to read books and jazz music, and, you know, like, didn't really like to go out to clubs or anything like that. So, and at that time in my life, that's all I was doing, was going out to clubs, because we were filming all the time and around people. And he was a nice guy, and, you know, very charming and gentleman. So it just, yeah, it just kind of dissipated.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, I was going to say, what was like a date like him? Like, what was your most memorable date that you guys went on?
We went on a date in, I think, Silver Lake, Carlos Vilas, and we went in his car, which was awesome. He had like an old Rabbit, I think, an old convertible. And it was really cool that he had this, you know, older car, and like, he was just such into his theater, like his acting, like his... It was really cool, but we went to this Italian restaurant, and we went, got a bottle of wine. We were at the Italian restaurant, and I remember he ordered black squid pasta, and I at the time didn't really know what that was, and I remember he was eating it, and he had black on his lips. When he looked at me, he was like, you're so beautiful, can I kiss you? And I was like, okay. So I kissed him with the black ink, whatever, I didn't care. But that was like, I'll never forget that. And it was a great kiss.
That's great. Have you guys ran into each other since or anything?
No, we kept in touch for a little bit. And that was it. I haven't talked to him or seen him in so long.
Would you be down to date him again if he was available?
I don't even know if he's available.
I don't either. I don't think he's married, but I don't know if he's dating anyone. But would you be down? I mean, listen, if Hollywood Raw became the matchmaker for you.
I mean, you never know. Never say never. I'm going to say no. I'm not opposed to it.
Well, hey, let me ask you this. Like, who was the person that ended up in your DMs where you're like, man, this is fucking cool. Like, this is a pretty cool one.
I can't say.
Well, they could just be a fan. They could just have, you know, just
well, there was a lot of different people. And there's
like
a baseball player. I don't remember his name. There's a few musicians, comedian. I'm not saying names, though.
But who was the one who showed up in the games as not like in a relationship? It was just a fan that you were on like, man, this is pretty cool. Like, they're a fan of the show.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, like a fan that hit me up.
Yeah, it wasn't like for more.
Not like, hey, I want a date, but like, yeah, I really enjoy The Hills. This is
oh,
cool.
Oh, yeah. Who was it? Lisa Kudrow. Not on DM, but in person. We were at an event, and she came up to me and said I was her favorite on The Hills. And I was like, what? You're my favorite on Friends. And we had a moment, and I just love her so much.
That's actually really cool to know, like, Lisa Kudrow is watching The Hills. I think that's a really fun... I do. She's a super, super star. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, doesn't get much bigger than Friends.
No, I'll never forget that moment. It was really cool.
Yeah. I got to bring up this moment, okay? And, you know, as I'm a street journalist, I, you know, that famous moment, it was probably over 10 years now, with your mom and the paparazzi. This is when you're on Dance with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
It was a crazy video, but it wasn't that bad because your mom, it showed how much she supported you and how much she loved you. You know, what was your thoughts on when that happened? Like, part of me is like embarrassed. Part of me's got to feel like proud that she's. What was going through your head when you saw that?
I think it's just mixed emotions. My mom is very Italian, very East Coast, so she doesn't care. She talks with her hands a lot. And after a couple glasses of wine, like, everything's just coming out. So, with the paparazzi there, I mean, she's so proud and loves me so much, and. You know, loves to brag that her baby's a star. And I get it. Now having a daughter, I would be so proud and brag about my daughter and just think she's the best ever too. Like, I get it being a mom now, but at the time I was kind of like, oh my gosh, mom, why'd you do that? It's everywhere, you know? And she was so embarrassed and felt so bad. But it honestly wasn't even bad. It was,
that's
it
what
was
I think, like looking back, great. You look back and you're like, this is a mother defending her daughter. Like, you know, it may have been like wild at that moment because everyone was talking about it, but it's at the heart of it, it's a sweet moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just reading comments that it's not always the best thing to do, where people are just really mean and brutal and that's hurtful. So, but yeah, like, people just twist it and turn it into their own thing, and it wasn't bad.
Did you give her a no paparazzi talk to?
Yes. You can't do that. I think it was after Dancing with the Stars, and it was a good night. I think we got good scores, so we were going out to celebrate, and we're having drinks and like celebrating and having fun, and they just caught her in that moment.
What's the craziest situation you've ever had with the paparazzi? You know, I'm sure they're kind of following you around for a while, maybe outside your doorstep, but you know what has your been interactions over the years with them?
I mean, I've had a few. I feel like the paparazzi in London are way more aggressive than here. They would literally jump in the car with me and try to stick cameras up my dress, and they would get in the car, and it was so abrasive and just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is like not right. They don't do that here, thank God. Here, they're just more a little invasive, where they're following you everywhere, so I learned to give them their shot, and then they'll leave. You just turn back and smile. Otherwise, if you keep ignoring, they're going to keep following you. And one time, there was about 20 of them following me in Beverly Hills, my friend Joey and I, and we were shopping, and one of them ran into my car and took off and kept going. And another one that I had always seen and became friendly with, I'm like, oh, hey, there you are again. I'd give him his shot, you know? He took off and followed the guy and got his number. And then I gave my dad's number to deal with it because I didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Those are probably two memorable moments that I can think of.
Well, that's the point, though. Like, I mean, that's not the point, but that's – it's if you give them what they want, you give them the shot, then they usually kind of go away. You know, it's not worth wasting time after the whole thing.
Yeah. They followed me from LA to Orange County to my parents' house all the time. And I felt bad because I'd pull in the garage and go in, and they drove 3 hours in traffic following me. But I didn't want to be photographed that day. I wasn't in the mood, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got stuck on the, I can't believe in London, they're sticking cameras up girls' dresses. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember seeing photos like that years ago, and I was just like, what are you gonna do with that? Like, you're not gonna make any money. No one's gonna buy that. So, like, what are you doing other than looking like a creepo? All right, I wanna jump over. We do this thing called fan question roulette. All right, so we have fans submit questions to us. They have no idea who the celebs that's coming on. They just submit a question, cross their fingers for who it gets read to. So, are you down to play fan question roulette with us?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know. What kind of questions are
you? I honestly have no idea.
So that's the thing is, we never know either.
So I just hope it's not embarrassing for our sake. So
yeah. All right. So here's this one is from Sarah.
Hello. My question for you: are you a dog or a cat person?
Oh, that was a simple one.
I'm both. I have a dog, but I'm getting my daughter a Bengal kitten. So both.
Okay. Here is the next one from Sasha.
If you were competing in the Olympics, what sport would you compete in?
Swimming. I swam 400-yard freestyle in high school, and I was really good at it.
All right. Okay. I like it.
All right. So we're going to do a speed round real quick, lastly, and just answer the first thing that pops to your head quick, fast, and just kind of go with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Best restaurant in L.A.?
Catch.
All right. Most overrated restaurant in L.A.?
I'm going to say Katsuya.
Okay. Have you ever done a paparazzi setup shot?
Yes.
See, I love the honesty. The amount of celebs that do setup shots, and it's good for their career. It's good for the paparazzi. It's like good all around, and I don't know why people like shy away from it. So thank you for your honesty. All right. What is your favorite thing about L.A.?
The options and the variety of nightlife and restaurants.
The worst thing about living in LA?
Traffic.
Amen. All right. How about, let's do the most fun person to film with on the hills?
Heidi.
Okay. The one person you were surprised that they brought back on the hills?
That they brought back on the hills. I'm not really surprised they brought. There really is no surprises, but okay. I feel like everyone they brought back on needed to be on.
All right. How about who would you love to have as a cast member on the Hills?
Who would I love to have as a cast member on the Hills? Gosh. Why am I going
for Andy Dunn right now? Can be Chris Pine if you want.
You know, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Kristen full time because she's so much fun and brings so much to the show.
Okay.
Good answer. What is your dream job?
My dream job is for my swim line to expand into more beach accessories and everything beach culture, and just to design and get inspired by traveling the world.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
We always got to throw a random one in there for you.
What's the one food that everyone loves but you can't get into?
That I can't get into? Caviar. Well, I guess not everyone loves that. I just can't eat caviar. You know, I'm not picky. That's probably why I was on the NBC First Look show, because I ate everything, even bugs.
What is your greatest achievement?
Being a mother.
Aww. That's
good
cute.
Answer.
Good,
well, Adrina,
good answer.
Listen, you're awesome. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Appreciate you being honest. And I'm excited to see you on the new season of The Hills, True Beginnings. I loved you on First Watch. I've seen you do your acting, and you're a good actress. I've seen you act on reality TV. I've seen you act on movies. So
I've seen you scream at porta potties. So I love you.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have seen it all. Yeah.
But it's cool because in some ways I actually feel like I grew up with you. And I think that's a really cool part. I think that's why we resonate with you so much. So thank you for coming on the podcast. I recommend everyone follow her on Instagram because she's a fun follow. And it's cool to see what she's up to next and check her out in the new season of The Hills, New Beginnings. Adrina, thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys. It's always a pleasure. Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Next time, maybe at a different porta potty.
Exactly.
Dude, Chris Pine?
this was a great interview. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what to expect out of Audrina. I mean, she has been famous for a very long time. Way more honest than I think I thought she would be.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I agree. I agree. She was cool. She was honest. And I appreciate that, especially in a world where, like, I feel like her people sometimes, like, sometimes if there are people are in the room, they would not like to say that those, like to answer those questions, but she was cool. I mean, I love the stories, how she got on the show, and it's honestly, it's like the old school story. Like, she was just spotted. She was just found. And, I love The Hills. It's a great show. It's shot well, the music with it, it's visually very pretty. It's a good show. So I'm excited to see the new season. I even liked the last season. I don't know why Misha Barton was on the show. She brought nothing to it. And I don't think that's the reason why she's not in the new season. But Audrina is very cool. And again, she's been on. She's the cast member who's been on The Hills the most out of any other cast member.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that like a documented actual thing, or are you just making that shit up?
No, she is. She is. Thank you, Audrina, for coming on the podcast. Make sure you follow her on Instagram and make sure you check out the new season of The Hills, New Beginnings. You can find this whole interview, the video portion, on YouTube. We have all the video there, so you can check it out. We're also on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. You can find me at Adam Glenn on all social media platforms. You can find Dax Holt at Dax Holt, H-O-L-T. And we'll see you guys. We got some good stuff coming up, so we'll see you guys later.
Huda Media Production.